Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us once again this week. Lots of things going on. We're going to have a good friend of mine, longtime friend of mine, Trevor Sumption from Owners of Fishhawk Electronics. We're going to talk a little bit about what is that, and also different uses and different things that go on with currents in lakes and how they set up for better fishing. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and a push to map the Great Lakes, kind of the bottom of the Great Lakes. It's going to be you're going to want to hear about this one coming right up. More Valley Outdoors. Stay tuned.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Well, Ava, apparently we're missing somebody. I'm looking at
your co-pilot.
There's nobody there. It's
empty.
Like,
space.
I'm running my hand through this space where Don used to be, and there's nothing there.
There is
Wait,
nothing there.
Let me go stand over for a second.
Nope. He's definitely not there.
Nope. Microphone's off.
Nope. Microphone's off, and I can stand in his location. So
you can.
Yep.
It's kind of positioned right where his mouth would be.
His face would be, yeah.
There is no face.
No face. Face is missing. I have a face for radio.
Hopefully he's with us next week.
Yeah. Hopefully. That'll be kind of cool. That would be kind of cool.
It's Memorial Day weekend, though.
Yeah, coming up. Yeah. Well, we're in it, I should say. We are in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am bound for Lake Michigan as soon as this show is done.
All right.
Yeah, last weekend was getting the boat ready, making sure everything was working correctly. And we put new plugs, you know, it's a twin, two big blocks in this Pursuit, 34 Pursuit. And boy, I'll tell you what, they don't make it easy to change spark plugs on these
things.
No,
I'm sure not.
On the outsides of the hull, it's like you got to be a gymnast in order to do it.
There's a guy on TikTok.
There's a guy.
Who is sailing from Oregon to Hawaii. He's giving himself a month.
Sailing or rowing?
Sailing. He is sailing with sails.
Not my idea of fun. I'm not a blow boater.
Him and his cat. But yeah.
Oh, so he is a crazy cat guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Never move along.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. No. But to watch him like try and do repairs on his sail boat out in the middle of the ocean. Yeah. No thanks.
Nope. Especially when it comes to rough water. They actually found a boat that tipped over in Italy. In a big wind, it turns out that the boat design was not such that it could actually handle a 75 knot wind, because the mast was so tall, the wind took the mast, tipped it over, and then water came in, it capsized, and it killed a bunch of people. So,
well, boats are only meant to handle certain conditions, so.
But you would think the engineering side of it would handle that, but oh well. Moving on to good stuff, speaking of being out on Lake Michigan last weekend we had wind. And it brings me to kind of the tip of the week to looking for with the spring temperatures we've had this last week. It's almost winter. You know, we had some frost warnings going on.
It might as well have snowed.
We had frost warnings up north, you know, all over. So just north of the cities. And with the strong winds, what happens on a lot of lakes, you know, the early season sets up to be northern bays or warmer bays, and it's going to allow the fish to dark bottoms like crappies and that to spawn and have that really the right temperature to create spawn and or to release it. And with the wind, it takes lakes and churns everything up, so you no longer have that surface temperature or that shallower areas to remain. Now you have wind that's blowing everything everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you a prime example, this is kind of a Great Lakes thing, which will lead into our second story. But yeah, one of the things that came up was when you have such a strong wind, earlier they were catching fish on Lake Michigan in 25 feet of water. Water temperature is like 49 to 50 degrees. So the fish will hang out there because it's perfect for bait. It's perfect for just perfect temperature for them. Well, then we had wind blow Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Monday, Tuesday.
Sunday. But I mean this last week. Yeah, this last week. Yeah, it's blowing and blowing and blowing. Well, what actually ends up happening, the wind blows from the west. So it pushes all of that surface water out. What replaces surface water? The cold below underwater. So then you now have a 42 degree water in 20 feet. And now the warmer water is out at the 100 foot depth level, but on the surface. So total flip flop. And that's where it pushed the fish. So when you're looking at what's going on this spring with the wind that we definitely had, the cold temperatures we had, you got to set up a milk run. You have to keep trying a bunch of different spots.
Because you just never know.
But be mindful of when you're catching fish. What is the water temperature? Be very mindful of that. And we'll talk a little bit about that with the fish hawk, with Trevor, just in shortly here. But understanding what's going on at depth, down deeper, it doesn't have to be really deep to figure out, okay, why are those fish hanging out there? But then developing that milk run because of it and really understanding there's multiple spots we can hit. These fish are going to hold at a certain level. And what are the currents doing? Because you have a lot of different current levels. But it really was stark as far as the differences that you had this last weekend out on Lake Michigan. And it happens in a lot of fisheries. It can happen on Mille Lacs. It can happen in Lake of the Woods. It can happen at just about any place you're going to go to. But crucial is understanding what that does when you start catching fish or finding fish and how that impact really affects you and what your what species you're going for. So crappies, sunfish, same kind of thing. Look for those areas which are going to warm back up again, because overnights, what this last week, were 40s.
I know. I had to bring my flowers in.
You did?
Well, yeah. They don't like to be that cold.
40s
is
just brisk. It's not freezing.
No, I know, but flowers are, they're weak, weak-hearted things. Unless you're a pansy. The pansies love it.
Why does that seem odd?
I know. They have the
pansies
worst.
Aren't pansies.
Pansies are not pansies.
Wow.
They look like old, grumpy old men, little faces. They do. They should be grumpies, not pansies.
Oh, my. Well, speaking of non-grumpy old men, we're going to be coming right back. We're going to be heading out. Hey, hang tight. We'll be back with Trevor from Fishhawk Electronics. Hang tight.